There are serious concerns about large numbers of people slipping through the cracks in the transition to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. A new report commissioned by the Commonwealth has found only a quarter of those previously assisted by three major government programs has been accepted into the NDIS. It confirms the fears of many in the community mental health sector, as Isabel Rowe reports.
As the rollout of one of Australia's largest social reforms continues, mental health services say some of the most vulnerable are being left behind.
They're hired up in the unit in the 15th floor of the public housing estate down in Melbourne. They're in the caravan out the back at Dubbo. So we've lost some of those guys.
Bill Guy is the head of Community Mental Health Australia, a group commissioned by the National Mental Health Body to find out what's happening to those people who haven't been accepted into the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The research tracked the progress of people who were being cared for under three Commonwealth-funded programs for severe psychological disabilities.
It was assumed that most people, if not all of the people in those programs, would transition across to the NDIS, which is why their funding tapered down over 3 years to zero on the 30th of June this year.
But when the funding stopped, not everyone had transitioned.
Some have applied and submitted an application to the NDIS, and that's 50% of the people in those programs. Half of those have been accepted. So and altogether, 25% of people that were in the programs have so far made it in to the NDIS.
Bill Guy believes many people are struggling to prove their case, particularly if they're homeless or have no official diagnosis. Others, he says, say they have no intention of applying at all because the process is too difficult or they don't trust it. It will mean just a fraction of the estimated 800,000 severely mentally ill Australians will be able to access the NDIS.
The NDIS at its peak will take 64,000. Now, 64,000 is only 8% of the 800,000. So you can see that there's a little bit of a gap.
Social entrepreneur Luke Terry is one of the people stepping up to try and bridge that gap. His laundry in Toowoomba in regional Queensland exclusively hires people with a mental illness who don't qualify for the NDIS.
We're trying to do as much as we can, which is why we built White Box Enterprises and why we're trying to build more Vanguard laundries.
He's one of several in the sector who saw the problem coming.
Traditionally, there was a lot of funding out there for mental health programs to be able to help people get into work. There are still some block-funded services around, but it's really difficult if you're unable to get an NDIS package. So our response to that has been to go out and build large-scale employment-focused social enterprises.
I mean, and that's great that there is an employment opportunity, but it's more than that people
There's not
need.
Enough.
They need
yeah,
the actual
absolutely.
Services. So where is that going to come from?
Look, at the moment, there's a real lack of services in those areas.
A transition program to help people who aren't funded by the NDIS ends in June 2020. The Federal Health Department has set up two new schemes to help, but Community Mental Health Australia says it's been told by service providers that the funding is grossly inadequate. In a statement to Saturday AM, the Federal Health Department says people who aren't eligible for the NDIS would receive a similar level of government support under its new schemes. And it says those people with a psychological disability who are funded by the NDIS could receive up to $100,000 in support.
Isabel Rowe reporting there.